Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm your host, Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a strong advocate for local food and local farmers. Today, he talks about oysters.
When I was a kid, you only bought oysters in months that had an R in them. But being raised in Indiana, we actually only bought oysters in two of the R months, November and December. But first things first. In a time before Kroger and Marsh and all the other big grocery store chains, in our town there were lots of little independent roadside country markets. Cole's Market was our market. A bell hung on the door announcing your arrival. Wooden floors creaked as you walked through. Items were hung from the ceiling and stacked on every surface. There were exotic items like pungent salt cod, imported cheeses and sausages. Mr. Cole had local foods throughout the year, too. This was long before the field-to-table movement we have now. He sold potatoes, strawberries, tomatoes, apples, all right from the neighborhood. Around the holidays, oysters arrived, and folks from all around the area would head to Cole's Market for their fix. They were slurped up raw, made into creamy stews, wrapped in bacon and then broiled, or baked into casseroles. We even liked to fold them into stuffings. They would be labeled and packed on crushed ice and ready for you when they arrived, just like little presents. Cole's Market was torn down many years ago, but even now it pains me to see that vacant lot. I still picture it there, that little white store, the smells, the bell ringing on the door, and every time I drive by, I still get a hankering for oysters.
Here's Daniel Orr's recipe for oyster stew that you can try at home. Grab a pencil and some paper. Here's what you'll need. 1/4 cup of butter, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/2 cup of minced celery, 1/2 cup of minced leeks, 1 quart of half and half, then 12 ounces of oysters, undrained, 1 teaspoon of sweet seasoned spice blend, 2 teaspoons of grated lemon zest, salt and pepper to taste, as usual, 1 pinch of cayenne pepper, and 4 pieces of buttered white toast.
So today we're going to make an oyster stew, and it's a great dish to celebrate with. And another great thing about it is that it's so easy and so quick. What we're going to start with are the leeks. Now, if you aren't familiar with leeks, it's in the member of the allium family, which is the onion family. And it looks like a big scallion. But there is something that you have to worry about is that it can be very sandy. They're planted in very sandy soil. So what you want to do is just to kind of cut off the very end, the root end, but you still leave the base attached a little bit. That will hold the leek together. Then what we're going to do is make a long cut down the middle, but not all the way through, so we can kind of open it up, and you'll see all those different layers of the leek in there. What we're going to do is we're going to take this over to the sink, and then just with some high-pressured water, just rinse it out really well. Now, the outer leaves of the leek, the real dark green ones, they can tend to be a little bit tougher. So just set these aside and use those in your vegetable stock or your chicken stock, or if you want to make a potato leek soup. But we want the real tender, light green and white part of the leek for this stew. Okay, I'm just going to cut it in about a 1/4 inch dice. Okay, you do eat with your eyes, and you always want to have some appealing colors. You don't want to have a dish that's white on white on white, which this kind of would be with the oysters and the cream and the celery. So you want a little bit of that green from the leek on the top there. Okay, and now we're just going to wash this again, and then we're ready to go. Okay, next I've got my pan on the fire. I'm just gonna chop up some garlic quickly. Okay, I'm gonna add some butter to my pan. And you really wanna hear that sizzle, but you don't want the butter to really brown. Okay, I'm going to quickly add these leeks. And it's okay to have a little bit of that water go in there because that will prevent them from browning. Okay, we're going to add that finely minced celery. Now I want to have these veggies a little bit toothsome, and that will be a nice textural contrast to the oysters. All right, now we're just going to add our seasonings. One of my favorites, again, some lemon zest. And again, lemon zest adds that wonderful citrus flavor through its essential oils without adding a lot of acid. You really don't want, especially something real creamy, you don't want to have a lot of acid in it or it can curdle. Okay, I'm going to add a little bit of cayenne pepper for our heat. little bit of the Kitchen Dior New Regime blend. I'm going to add a couple sprigs of thyme. And now what we're going to do is just add our half and half. Now, I said this was an easy recipe, but it's also a rich one. Once this comes to a boil, we add the oysters. We don't want to cook it much once we add the oysters, though they'll become tough. In the meantime, I've toasted some nice baguette bread, and I've pre-warmed our bowls. So once this is done, we're going to be able to go straight to the table, which is very important. All right, it's come to a full boil. I'm going to add the oysters with the liquor. The liquor is the juice that is from the oysters. Again, you don't want to oversalt your stew because you're going to be adding the oysters to it, and they tend to have a little bit of that saline flavor from the ocean. Now, the most important part of this dish is not to overcook your oysters. So you want to cook them until what I call they smile, okay? The little edges around the oyster are going to start to wrinkle up and smile at you. And we are there. I'm going to ladle the stew over that toast. Just going to finish it with a little bit of parsley around. Just a tiny pinch of Spanish paprika. I'm going to do three little points of that. And that is our wintertime oyster stew.
This has been Earth Eats with special guest Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/EarthEats. Until next time, or until the next month with an R, I'm Annie Corrigan.